Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreaux. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Floyd Baker. Batting second. The first baseman, Tony Lupien. Batting third. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Dave Philly. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ralph Hodgson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Aaron Robinson. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Don Callaway. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Randy Gumpert. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Randy Gumpert. And now, play ball. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a fly ball into left field. Hodgson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wright, who is chasing the ball. Doby reaches third base with a triple. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Keltner moves to third. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Keltner scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly bunts towards the mound. Feller fields it and throws to first for the out. Wright moves to second. One out. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wright moves to third. Two outs. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreaux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 1 in the game. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lupien juggles the ball. That's an error on Lupien. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lupien fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. Gordon takes first base on ball 4. Doby moves to second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Randy Gumpert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gumpert bunts towards the mound. Feller fields it and throws to first for the out. Callaway moves to second. One out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0 for 1 in the game. Lupien hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lupien for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Boudreaux hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hegan hits a fly ball into left field. Hodgen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wright hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-0 in the game. Philly takes first base on ball 4. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson is 0-1 in the game. Hodgson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0-1 in the game. Feller hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-2 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-2 in the game. Judnick hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Callaway hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Gumpert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gumpert is 0-for-0 in the game. Gumpert hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Dobie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobie is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Dobie hits a fly ball into left field. Hodgson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gordon hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a line drive into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-2 in the game. Baker is called out on strikes. One out. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0-for-2 in the game. Lupien hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. Appling strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a pop-up towards first. Lupien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lupien juggles the ball. That's an error on Lupien. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hegan hits a line drive towards short. Appling reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0 for 2 in the game. Feller hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Appling fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wright hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Philly hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 0 for 2 in the game. Hodgen hits a fly ball into right field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 1, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.